Hey everyone, welcome to another Daily Gym. It's me, it's Wednesday, June 15th. I just waited till like a minute after the chime went on the clock, so I didn't want to get interrupted again. Today, what do I want to talk about? I almost want to talk about not knowing what to talk about. And I think part of that comes from not really having paid attention to the news, not really having interacted with a lot of people today. It was very hot outside today, but I spent a lot of time programming and coding and building up a website and trying to get it ready to have people buy things on it. And so deep in code, so focused, it's hard for me to talk about what's going on politically, or hard for me to talk about what's going on in the world with current events, because I don't really know. And in a way, I feel so grateful that I don't know. Maybe I've talked about this before. I'm in that type of zone where I don't even know if I've talked about this before zone. And in thinking about not knowing what to talk about, there is some freedom there. I don't know. I feel some freedom. I feel somewhat lost and perplexed, but also grateful that I don't know what's happening too much outside of me all the time. I think over these last couple of years with the pandemic, I've just been so sucked into the news, reading what's going on in political news, reading what's going on with sports, reading what's going on with wars, reading what's going on with health, reading what's going on with so many different things, new technological developments, finance, things like this. And to step back from it just for a little bit and to be almost in a little bubble. You know, what happened today? I got into a fight with a bird. I was walking, silly bird, man. I was walking by this path I've walked, you know, most of my life. And this bird just starts dive bombing me because I guess I was getting close to its nest. Oh, man, I had to take a separate path because I didn't want to walk through this bird again, getting this bird swarming at my head again. But that's almost to the extent of what happened today. It makes me wonder, or not what happened, but what I noticed that happened kind of outside. And it makes me wonder just how much I and other people, we can get sucked into paying attention to what's going on so far away from us, so indirectly related to us. So not even, you know, having a really, you know, a long distance communication with somebody for work or somebody for romance or family or things like this, but reading or listening to celebrities or many of these very distantly removed people and how that impacts our day-to-day emotional well-being. Something, I don't know, feels so clear and clean in a way of not being so influenced by the barrage of the Twitter updates and the Instagram updates and the CNN updates and all these different things. So I don't know how it's been for you and whether you've had such a, it's the word obsession, kind of an obsession with paying attention to what's going on and maybe also a follow-up, I need to fix it or I need to change it. I know that's something that can drive me a lot, this desire to go out and save or help other people. But there's so many people in this world and there are so many stories in the news of talking about pain and trauma and war. Like there's war and violence breaking out in some ways in Tanzania now with Maasai, and you know, the Maasai used to be my security guards in Dar es Salaam. That's kind of how it's weird how that works. I can talk about that more later on a different day. But there's conflict happening with them in the north and the government, from what I understand. And it's just so much nonstop when we have access to it through the internet. So sometimes I think it's nice, for me at least, and I imagine for you, to just step back from paying attention to what's going on with everybody else in the world and just focus on ourselves and maybe a handful of people around us. So I say that as I'm going to turn this off and watch some late night television, one of the late night shows, and then get kind of tuned into it, but mostly still not. So anyways, I hope you had a great day, a wonderful evening, wherever you're at, and talk to you soon.